Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jason McDonald. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blake Stein. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Castillo. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason McDonald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. McDonald reaches second base with a double. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. McDonald moves to third. 2 outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stairs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDonald. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ordonez moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive beyond first. Giambi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kreuter takes first base on ball four. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason McDonald batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McDonald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McDonald hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stairs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stairs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giambi for the out. One out. Mike Blowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blowers takes first base on ball four. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blowers moves to second. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso throws to second for one, and Durham throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Blowers scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bornegal is 0 for 1 in the game. Bornegal hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Bornegal reaches second base with a double. McFarlane goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Bornegal moves to third. Tony Castillo now pitching. Jason McDonald is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McDonald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McDonald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grieve hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs strikes out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grieve scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso bunts, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive towards first. Giambi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bornegal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason McDonald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McDonald strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grieve is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grieve hits a fly ball to left field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Caruso. Caruso fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Caruso. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Grieve moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stairs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. James Baldwin now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Blower is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blowers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blowers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Blowers. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Blowers steals second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blowers moves to third. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bornegal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Bornegal reaches second base with a double. Blowers scores. McFarland goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cordero moves to second. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abbott strikes out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. McDonald settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McDonald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. One out. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Grieve reaches second base with a double. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giambi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grieve moves to third. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Blowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. T.J. Matthews now pitching. Jack Voigt now playing first base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Durham bunts towards the mound. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ordonez is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFarland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spezio moves to second. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bornegal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Spezio moves to third. McFarland moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spezio scores. McFarland moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jason McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDonald is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cajun fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarland scores. Henderson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Athletics. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grieve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Taylor now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Ventura reaches third base with a triple. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abbott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cordero moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Caruso is 0-for-3 in the game. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voit scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.